And as high pressure moves on off to the east tomorrow, winds will turn back to the south with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 47 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With us this morning is the U.S. representative from 4th District here in Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. Good morning, Dr. Marshall. Nice to have you with us.
Steve, good morning to you. And boy, that air show sounds fun. You know, my dad was in the Air Force, my brother in the Air Force. I was the prodigal son and joined the Army. But love me a good air show to go to.
Yep. Trying to get things back to normal this next year if we can. I know that you are on beginning a GOP Keep Kansas Great bus tour. Starts Saturday in El Dorado. It's your home, and you're going to go in three cities. What are you hoping to accomplish with that bus tour?
Well, Steve, a 28 city stop over 5 days, starting in my hometown outside of Grizzly Stadium. I'm a Butler County Community College graduate. Look, we just want to reach out to the people. Kansans still want to see who their candidate is, what they look like, what's in their eye, what's in their guts, what type of a person are they? And I know we're trying to do everything outside, keep the COVID distance, wear a mask, all those types of things. But I do think that the election has so much at stake. Who keeps the majority in the Senate? What type of Supreme Court justices we confirm? That's what's at stake here. So we just want to get out and try to meet as many people as we can and help them and encourage them to get out and vote this November the 3rd. It's around the corner.
And one of the things that our representatives, senators and so forth, as far as I'm concerned, you do get back to the home district from time to time and listen to people. And what are you hearing? What's the one or two biggest concerns for the Kansas voters and citizens right now?
Well, Steve, we're very proud that we've done more town halls than any congressman since we got there in the entire country. And what I'm hearing is, number one, is people want to get back to normal. They want to know what normal looks like. They want to know what we're doing and how to keep their families safe and secure. And how do we get our jobs back as well? And then they want to make sure that we're protecting Kansas values like our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, our Second Amendment. So those are typically the top three that I hear about.
You, of course, on everybody's mind this week is the debates. A lot of people are kind of disgusted with the way things went. But you've been in debates. What is it like? Is it tough to get your word out in a debate or a forum like that? How does it feel to be up there?
Well, Steve, it feels very much like a town hall. That's what I try to make it in my mind. I feel like I'm, sitting down at a cafe in Augusta, Kansas, and having a cup of coffee with my mom and some of her friends and trying to answer those questions. And then it kind of feels like competition, too. You know, I was a three-sport athlete in El Dorado and went to track on a college scholarship, so that sense of competition is there as well. But it's really, sharing my story, sharing our story, sharing how important Kansas values are. And when I stay focused on that, the debate usually goes pretty well.
You, there's a couple of big newspapers this morning saying that, putting out the opinion that maybe the way things went, just canceled the last two presidential debates. Your thoughts on that?
No. Americans need to hear from our candidates. If you've not decided yet, I think it's very important that we listen to these folks. I think that there's two very, very contrasting messages. The Joe Biden's message is more government control of your health care, of energy policy, of economic policy, versus President Trump, who rolled back regulations and rolled back taxes. President Trump has led this economy. Versus Joe Biden has promised you more regulations and he's promised to raise your taxes. So I think that we need to make sure Joe Biden owns that. He said it. He contradicted himself. He said he was against the Green New Deal, but then you go to his website and he's for it. So which is it? What is it with Democrats that they say one thing and do one? It just blows my mind.
Any moderator, and even Chris Wallace has come in for criticism. Anytime you try to do that, it's a little bit like herding cats, and I think it's a thankless job. Do you think, and of course, when the media, everybody, we kind of know what the big issues are, but when you think about something like this, I wonder if a town hall types format would be good, or would it just get out of town, get out of hand, where you've got just individual citizens asking the questions?
Well, Steve, I love town halls, and I'd love to do one with you and Ted. I think it would be a great audience. I mean, with your listening audience, I love town halls. I think, and the most important part of a town hall, of course, is listening, not talking. People have questions, but there's a message in their question, if you know what I mean. And I think the best doctors, as I am, are great listeners. And I think the best people that are running for the House, the Senate, are great listeners as well. So I would love to see a town hall setting and see that interaction. Give them one follow-up question. What I hate is when someone gets asked a question and they don't answer the question. So I think a town hall is a great idea.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. That's U.S. Representative Dr. Roger Marshall with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. His opponent, by the way, Barbara Boyer, if she would like to come on, certainly we would make time for that to happen